for the mom with her hands full and only a few minutes to spare here and there. Put your hand on your chest. Take a deep breath. You're doing better than you think you are. I want you to delight in these ordinary, often mundane days of motherhood, rooted in confidence about how you are raising and speaking to and nurturing your kids. Peace starts with you. So let's create peaceful safe havens for our kids to grow in. It's never too late, and the fact that you are here speaks volumes of the amazing mom that you are and desire to be. Hey, and welcome back to the Peace Starts With You podcast, episode 17. And I want to kind of switch gears. You know, most of the episodes so far have been about parenting and different approaches to parenting and styles and how we discipline and how we engage with our kids. And all those are so important. But if that's all we focus on, we're missing another side. And I think some of you guys are probably already aware of this and acknowledging it, but my guess is that some of you aren't. And so, you know, sometimes we wonder, why are our kids acting up? Why are they talking back? Why are they grumpy or requiring so much discipline? And I want to just throw out there, like, maybe it's because they're lacking the basics of nutrition, like nutritious food that is fueling their body and their mind, along with adequate sleep and rest. The standard American diet, it's pretty much all refined food. There's no nutritional value. The food is depleted of all of its nutrients. There's added chemicals. It's pasteurized. The quality has gone down so drastically. Our world is toxic. And when they measured a person's body, it came back full of toxins. And 90% of those toxins were through our diet. So it's a huge problem. But it's also something we can control. And you may be sitting there like, I have the pickiest eater. There's no way I could get them to eat different. And let me just challenge you. What you have in your home, they will eat. So if you get, like for me, for instance, and I blame my 20 weeks of pregnancy. I'm like, man, I just really want chocolate. And I went to my pantry and we literally have not 1 ounce of chocolate in our house. And not because I don't like eat chocolate. We just, it's gone. And so if it's not in the home, they're not going to eat it. And they will slowly start making better choices. They'll base it on what you have. So a fridge full of fruits and vegetables and raw dairy, and I could go on and on. We make popsicles out of coconut water and cut up fruit and a splash of orange juice, some honey. We make all sorts of things, but then move over to the pantry. Maybe they start with processed food, but look at the ingredients. Maybe it's a brand like Siete or Simple Mills crackers, and the ingredient list is all whole foods, very minimal. And so what if we just started there? The top concerning foods for children are gluten, conventional dairy, foods with GMOs, trans fats and vegetable oils, refined sugar, artificial flavors, and colors, which are like dyes. And so I want to go through that whole list in a little bit more detail. But gluten, modern wheat gluten, it's a big problem, especially, I don't even want to say especially for all kids, but especially if your kids are struggling with sleep or immune issues or behavioral issues. One bite of gluten can trigger inflammation in the brain for 1 to 2 months. So it's 100% something to eliminate. It's not safe for anyone, especially for our kids and their developing brains. Conventional dairy, it's a huge problem. If you were to look at some of the studies done on conventional dairy, you would find in it are antibiotics, painkillers, GMOs, pesticides, microtoxins, heavy metals, steroids, anti-malaria drugs, herbicides, synthetic vitamins. It's all pasteurized, which destroys the enzymes for proper breakdown. So when you're drinking dairy, you should be drinking the highest quality, raw, grass-fed, organic. And if you've watched my story, I want to say at least the first 2 years of my oldest, his life, I was vegan. And so we did almond milk and cashew, and usually we made it ourselves, so it was good quality. But now, so he started having issues with his teeth. And so I bought this book. It's called like Remineralizing Your Teeth. And that's not the exact title of the book. So I'll share that in the show notes, because if your kid is struggling with teeth issues or cavities, it's been a really cool process, but we've completely switched over to raw dairy, raw milk, raw butter, raw cheese, and just going through that whole process of, you know, are his cavities continuing to get worse? We added in skate and cod liver oil, and we just had a checkup to see where his teeth are at. We've been to multiple dentists, four cavities for sure. One possibly they said needed a root canal. And then we went to another dentist as a second opinion who said he had like 9 cavities, which I was just like, I don't think that's true. And so I got this book and I started reading. So we implemented those things and I just had a checkup. First of all, we got connected to an amazing, more holistic dentist. And it was totally an answer to prayer. But anyways, she was like, we're just going to monitor the tooth that they were saying needed a root canal. It hasn't gotten worse. It's not going to affect the adult tooth. And the only reason we would do anything, which she recommended extracting it, which she said was not a intense process, like if he had pain or, you know, just irritation. And so she said he may lose it earlier than most kids. You just don't know. And so instead of doing a root canal, which is a whole nother topic, we are just monitoring that tooth. And the other 3 cavities, they hadn't gotten worse. They stayed the same. So we're monitoring all of his cavities. And it's like, oh my gosh, you have to realize how much money is in the dental industry. And I know there's amazing dentists out there, but it was so just like, so cool to just do this. You know, sometimes we feel like so rushed, like, oh, we got to get this taken care of. It's going to mess up his teeth. And in that book, it opens up just basically saying like, okay, take a deep breath. Like, you got to get out of that mindset of like, we got to do something immediately. Like, this is going to take time. And so conventional dairy, and that's something so easy we can, you know, get rid of and replace in raw, grass-fed, organic. So we've obviously started implementing that. And Kai, I nursed him until he was 2.5. Ever since he started drinking milk, it was all raw, grass-fed, organic. And this book talks about facial structure. And if you look at Kai's face, it actually is a more broad, and his like nasal passage is more open and broad and wide. His smile is more wide. And they compare that in the book with, you know, people who eat like something like the standard American diet. They have more narrow mouth structures and facial structures and nasal passages. It's so interesting. I haven't read the whole book. I've just read bits and pieces of it. And I think that I would highly recommend it. So GMO foods. 75% of food now is genetically modified, or some part of it is genetically modified. So damaging to your gut, your microbiome. It can permanently alter DNA, cause allergies. It has toxic, cancer, loss of nutrition. Like, I don't even need to go on further than that. Trans fats and vegetable oils. This is especially important for kids because it has a significant impact on cognitive function and inflammation, especially if your kid has behavioral issues. So like, we do coconut oil and avocado oil. And if we're doing like a salad or something that doesn't require high heat, then we'll use olive oil. And that's another one that you can so simply literally get rid of all oils except those 3. And then just be aware when you're looking at ingredients, it is so hard to find things without some sort of oil in it. And just realizing like, this is a big deal. And starting slow, don't feel like you have to be perfect, but just start with the knowledge and the awareness. And then refined sugar, artificial flavors and colors, foods that have dyes, they're neurotoxic and they almost have an immediate impact on brain function. So when your kid is eating a bag of Skittles, it has red dye, green dye, probably like, I don't have a bag right in front of me, but lots of different dyes in it. Like, that is immediately affecting their brain function. Artificial flavors, refined sugar. When you start looking at ingredients, you realize even food that is like marketed that it's healthy and good for you is not. When you're looking at ingredients, you want it to be minimal and all things that you can recognize. Because when you can recognize it, then you know your body can most likely consume it and digest it and use it for fuel rather than, you know, causing all these problems and wreaking havoc in our bodies. There's over 80,000 chemicals in our environment, 2,000 new chemicals added every year, very little safety studies. Like, our bodies are burdened, 500 to 700 different chemical toxins in each person. And so a lot of this information, so I got in touch with a functional medical practitioner did I say that right? Functional medical practitioner. Her name's Danielle. I'm going to put her contact in the show notes because she'll do like a 30-minute consultation with you, or she did one with me about the boys. She did a whole like blood work panel done for me. And so her goal is to basically get rid of, so let me explain more. We're all born with a bucket is how she explains it. And once that bucket starts overflowing, things get triggered like autism, ADD, depression, anxiety, for me, type 1 diabetes. And some people have smaller buckets and they are full right out of the womb, but we are drowning in chemicals, toxic chemicals. And it's our duty as parents to keep our kids' buckets empty. Like our kids, they don't know that when they eat a bag of Skittles that it's damaging to their brain. And then once you eat more Doritos, they're literally made to make you addicted. There's ingredients in them to make you want more. And so we're drowning in chemicals, everything from medication, toxic food, toxic homes, heavy metals, mercury in vaccines, prenatal health. There was a study done and in umbilical cords, there was 287 chemicals, toxins found, 180 cancer-causing and 217 neurotoxic. And so it's like, okay, let's wake up. Like this is a big deal. And what our kids are consuming is affecting how they show up, how they feel every day, how they're behaving, their brains and how they're thinking and learning and growing. Like this is a big deal. Pick up a box of Cheez-Its or Goldfish, the number one snack in America, and read the ingredients. First of all, it starts out made with smiles, and then it goes on to say, and unbleached enriched wheat flour, like right off the bat, riboflavin, cheddar cheese, which is pasteurized cultured milk, vegetable oil, sunflower, canola, soybean. And I also saw, like most people think, okay, candy is causing cavities or in our kids. And one dentist said like Goldfish was causing the most amount of cavities. So they said like, if you're eating Goldfish, go brush your teeth right after. But I mean, the gluten alone, the pasteurized cultured milk, the oil. So it's like three of the things I said, you know, on that list. And then there's also sugar in it. And I'm guessing it's not like, you know, a high quality sugar. So anyways, it's time to start paying attention. It's our duty as our parents to keep our kids safe and healthy and strong and thriving. And I just want to like end with, you know, how we've dealt with food ever since the boys were little. And we have not done it perfect. Trust me, I have had like the hardest time just finding balance because I wanted my kids to eat so healthy. And, you know, in the process of doing that, I think a lot of times we can put it on our kids and they start viewing food as good and bad. And I don't think that's healthy either. And so I'm not sitting here saying that I'm perfect, but I think when you can control what is in your house and what your kids are eating on a majority basis, and then when you go to that birthday party or you go to Disneyland, that's when you let go a little, and that's when you have that balance and you don't make a big deal. And that's something I've had to really learn and has caused me anxiety, you know, just because I know so much. But I feel like I'm in a really good place and my relationship with food is so amazing. You know, what I do for a living is I help other people with their health and wellness and cultivating a good relationship with food. And so we obviously want our kids to have that same good relationship with food and also know, okay, why do I feel good when I eat this and why do I feel bad when I eat this? And how is this going to nourish me and what's in it? Like, you know, bringing them into the kitchen, having them help you make food. But there's always just been this comfort and ease around mealtime, like no pressure and more so encouraging them to be intuitive eaters. Hey, eat when you're hungry, stop when you're full. A lot of times kids, like at dinner time, they're not as hungry. They've eaten all day and so they're not as hungry. And so maybe they eat like a quarter of their food or half of their food. And then an hour later, they're truly hungry. They need a little snack before bedtime. But trusting that our kids are intuitive eaters and teaching them to like listen to their bodies. I feel like our disconnection with food and our bodies, it starts from day one. It can be generational. And so we can break that and teach our kids intuitive eating. So all that to say, just do something, start somewhere. And if I can encourage you anywhere, it's to start in your fridge and your pantry and get rid of anything that you're like, this is not supporting my kids' mind and their body and their soul and their behavior. And I'm going to get rid of this. I'm going to fill it with amazing things that are going to support their brain development and their body as they grow, and have that mindset as you approach that. And just know that they're going to start choosing, you know, they have to eat. And so starting there, and maybe if dairy is something that you're doing conventional dairy. And I will tell you, raw organic dairy is quite a bit more expensive, but it is so worth it. It is full of vitamins and minerals. And I feel like I went into depth about, you know, just the benefits of that, especially with Dax's teeth and, you know, facial structure and all that. So maybe that's the first thing that you really focus on. I hope that this is so encouraging, and I hope that this truly makes a difference. I believe that what our kids eat and what they fuel their body with, it makes a big difference in how they are able to show up every day and how they act and how they behave. And so I hope you guys have an amazing, incredible week, and don't forget, peace starts with you.